Blog Talk Radio.
All research you have to understand. Me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Hello.
We are live.
We have one problem here.
Yes.
We didn't even play.
Yes, I know.
Standards and disagreements.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the host are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes.
Take two. Now, bit of light paperwork at the office, and also, we are still sponsored by the New York Pass, and which is in Mission 2. We're in Mission 2 up to 70 of New York's top attractions, starting at $65 per day, and save up to 40% on books, music, and DVDs on sale at the lighter side. And where can you find us? Well, that's easy. It's myeuros.com/AMCPress and tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, which also can be found at itsmyeuros.com/AMCPress. And, well, also you can email us at AMCPressContact@gmail.com, as well as find us on the web at amcpressco.com. And with that, and all the announcements that you'll ever hear, on with the show.
Do
yes.
It.
It's a mouthful.
Yes.
Yes, so our first topic tonight. Well, when we last left this topic, this was last Thursday, we said we were going to do a Friday show, but, well, we left town.
Almost.
We needed a slight vacation. Our brains were fried. Anyway. Yes, when last we spoke about this issue, bullying in schools and ADHD laws and everything like that, I had something to weigh in, and I still do, that bullying regardless is wrong. However, now it's funny, between the laws, it's now getting up to federal standards where they have to do something about it. It's no longer, it almost takes it out of the hands of the schools. And that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Because that means that people are actually doing something about it. Wouldn't you agree, Allison?
Yes.
I mean, and Johnny, would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, you know, now more than ever, it's been extremely true it is kind of a thing. For a short time now, more than ever, bullying has been a thing. You can't even, you know, go inside. You can't even say a sarcastic remark without it being an intimidating factor. Though, which is a good thing in ways that I am completely and utterly annoyed with, frankly.
Oh, as am I.
You know, I was bullied, yes, but at the same time, it is rather, how do I put it, interesting. Growing up as an adult and seeing the reverse. And what I mean by the reverse is I can't come out of my great big townhouse, okay, and say, fuck you, you giant cunt, you know, without
right.
without actually getting either arrested or a citation. You know, in schools, it's another story. In Congress, it's another story, right? But
right.
In terms of individual progress, you know, of one's lives, we all rule our lives quite differently.
Right. Everyone is different. Everyone has their things going on. Everyone knows when things are different. And are uneasy and unable to work. And when things are challenged, guess what? Everything's affected. And kids are ultimately the ones in schools getting bullied, getting hazed, getting put through these freaking mills because they're different. No matter.
I mean, getting hazed is
get treated like. They're nothing. Like, oh, you have to
well,
die. Oh, you should. Like, I was definitely bullied. And it's a thing where I've gotten bullied so much where it has affected. It legitimately has affected everything I've done.
Well, I was systematically bullied, and that's a different thing entirely.
Yeah.
Systematically bullied is not getting bullied by a particular person, rather than a particular school. I was in a school that is now notorious. Well, it's cleaned the first act a bit, but it was notorious for three things. One, a point system. Two, systematic things about recognizing one's feelings. And then three, you know, being handing down physical abuse and verbal
yeah,
abuse.
Yeah,
so,
no child needs to go through that. No child
needs to go through that, and frankly, it scares a person at 7 or 8 years old. I don't advocate it. I would never want to advocate it as a parent. As a professional writer, that's a different story. you know, it makes a good story. However,
something in real life.
Right. Speaking as a person, not a persona. You know, there's a lot of things we say on air that we can get away with, you know, hiding behind personas. However, hiding behind physical and mental abuse when you're mentally disabled is not okay.
No, it isn't.
Taking the Mickey out of people who are already trying to learn about what this great world is about is not okay. Seeing volatile bullying when you're 7 and 8 and 9 years old and up through when you're in your preteens is not okay. That is why, you know, when I got older, I turned back the clock, and not on my life, but on how I kind of saw things. The thing
right.
is, I became a writer to express that. I became in a relationship
right.
with a person to express that, to not express the violent aspect of it. Obviously, respect the fact that everyone now, you know, now you have autism, you have ADHD, which have fully been accepted as
no,
they weren't
and
15
people,
years ago.
And people with autism still get a stigma.
Oh, yeah. They still get harassed. They still get bullied. They still get bandied around. Certain people with intellectual disabilities, it's now more clear than ever that companies aren't gonna get away with it. Schools also are more accepting of it. You know, there's a site called understood.org, which is a service out of the National Learning Disability, the National Center for Learning Disabilities, which was founded on the principle that they would protect people with disabilities, and they've done a damn good job of it. However, the thing is that when you kind of say something, you know, you may say you're retard, okay, that's not cool, you're stupid, that's not cool, you're mental, that's not cool, you're crazy, that's not cool, except when it is cool.
That's
and when
like
it, the only,
no,
the only circumstance,
matter.
No, the only circumstances, you know, is when you can actually say that, is when you're really tight with your friends, and your friends know exactly who you are.
And not being treated,
you know,
lesser
even,
than.
Even with myself, you know, there are certain boundaries and certain gates that there is a checkpoint list that I silently go through with every person I ever meet. And it's probably the same with the two of you. That bullying, verbal harassment, anything like that, isn't acceptable. My own parents, you know, are now learning that and learning how to treat somebody in their late 20s with respect, which is due, you know. It's due. It's not just, how do I want to say it? It's not a thing that, you know, we never enjoyed being bullied when we were younger. Every one of us carries some resentment.
Oh, yeah.
And you're very lucky if your bullies actually get... One of my, you know, acquaintances, which I'd like to call somebody who wasn't an acquaintance when I was in high school, but not high school, middle school, and junior high, yeah, actually went to Harvard and actually came up to me through LinkedIn and said, "Man, I'm extremely sorry for what I did. And holy shit, what have you become?" You know, and that's kind of cool in,
that's
kind
cute.
Of cool in, yeah, it's kind of cool. But I myself, you know, as a person, not as James Vonnegut, I don't, I don't advocate for bullying at all. And I'm glad that actually, you know, stepping up. It's time. You know, with the NFL taking a stance on women's abuse, the feds actually owe it to us to say, no, you can't do that. You know, and taking the time to actually do that, brilliant on them. You know. Do you want to say anything to that effect? Does anybody want to say anything to that effect?
No, I look at it as we've been bullied. All of us have. No matter how, by who, when people start to step up, no matter what, it should be for the right reasons, not for a just, I'm going to do it because, for the sake of doing it. Like, yes, you may want to do something. You also know it won't be easy. What we're doing is far from easy. It's, quite frankly,
yeah.
We don't play. We look at this and saying, okay, if you want us, we are doing this for because we know that there's a need. Yes, we satirize it because it's a need to make a bad situation.
Really funny. Like we could say, you know, in all seriousness, we could say the new guidelines makes for clear that there are protections in place for students whether they are underserved in the school of individuals with declarations of Independence and Education Act, or Section 303, which is a non-responsive act, which basically states that an error hasn't occurred and a robot is being terminated.
Mm-hmm.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know,
we're deciding
to take care of it in a serious issue, and we promise you a satire for the evening, but just...
Satire,
you know,
will be coming later. There's two,
satire
two
will
things
be
that we
have stuff in store. But
that are focused on disability front, and
but
especially in the
we will rip apart.
Oh yeah, and those who are creating this issue ultimately are the ones from the world, and those who have disabilities and advocates won't stand by. I won't be surprised if advocacy groups and other that deal with international relations are going to get involved. It's that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. There are things that, you know, people all around the world.
Kids get mistreated every day for disabilities or get killed because they have one, which is not completely fair. Children never ask to have a disability. When disabilities come, parents should be happy that their children are different, not throw them to wolves or say, oh, these are damaged goods, when who's the one who gave birth to the child? Who's the one who bore them? Who's the one in those countries says, oh, wait, our child is actually meant to be this way? I don't hear of too many cases like that. And that's ultimately really sad. It's like saying, you know, your kids don't matter, in the fact that they do.
No, definitely
hard.
They do.
And bullying is hard for any parent to see. But then and some parents are worse than the kids that are actually bullying.
Yeah. And the fucked up thing is that when they learn, they learn. And when they learn, they will learn. And they will
And it's not a cakewalk.
It's definitely not a cakewalk. And we are seeing,
there's so much more the world has to learn.
We're seeing, I mean, it might be that I might log onto the website tonight and actually write about it, and you can read what I have to say as a persona and as a person, you know, because they're two different people, even though they came from the same mouth. That is the thing that, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy doing this and being vice president of this company, because it makes a difference. And it makes a difference to a load of you people. And I'm not just saying you people in derogatory, I'm saying you people as the people who listen. I think that's the warning shot. Yeah, the people who listen to this podcast, and I will get off my soapbox and start doing my job, which, you know, is to be Red Hood and actually crucify people.
Shut
so,
up!
Yeah, shut up, Conway. Yay. Anyway, yeah, I think I got yelled at once by one celebrity. I think it's time to start the satire now.
Yeah,
would you agree?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right, that was the second segment. And it lasts too fucking long. Now, what do we have in the news?
We still have another disability topic, but we can get to that later. What would you say if you found someone having heroin that was named a boy?
Yeah.
This is
Is this really legit?
Yeah.
This is really legit.
It is.
Okay.
It's a story.
Okay.
It's a true story. Bola, yeah.
Okay.
Bola.
Okay. Harrow named a Bola. Let's just, Yeah, right. Exactly. Ebola!
I think there's out there like that with the recall guy saying Ebola.
Exactly. Recall Ebola! But, anyway. This is interesting. In the fact that, you know, crimes really, you know, do get committed in New Jersey. I never knew. No, New Jersey is a prime fucking state for fucking crime committed. However, there are safe parts in New Jersey, and then there are dangerous parts. This is in Jersey, Toms River, which is near Jersey City. However, the fact is that trademarking stands marked, a brand name marked Ebola. Sorry. Let's just take this back to the fucking planning stages, shall we? Rewind. I think I'm going to come up with the drug. Yo, what's the name of the drug? Yo, it's going to be a Ebola. What? Yeah. It's going to be a Ebola. They contacted the African and said, do a thing to all right? I mean, are we going to get arrested for this? Yeah, yo, it's fine. Yo, now. I'll just fucking do it. Dream of shit. Let's go. Yo, okay, fine. I claim my shit. And now I'm about to first that. Oh, shit. That's exactly how we were sitting. You know. Yeah. I don't know about you, but Jesus Christ, 663 packs of Ebola.
Yeah.
That's like 663 packs of sweet and lime.
Sweet
and
lime.
Or some of the sugar. Or bath salts. Or, you know, something like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, honestly, what do you think of this?
I would think of it as, couldn't they pick another name? Couldn't they pick something else?
Goofy powder?
Yeah, the funny thing is that, right? Funny thing is that, he was selling this at a Ramada Inn.
Wow.
Okay. Different dealers have different potencies in products, and many times they're labeled with catchy phrases. Like, in the past, we've had Bin Laden, Hello Kitty, the DOA, the Twin Towers, the 911, the Gumbo, the POW, the Philip Seymour Hoffman, no respect, disrespect to Philip Seymour Hoffman, the glitter, the glitz, the glam, the paper napkin or snot, the tongue twisting cocaine of freedom. But yet, this idiot, who is known to some as the Hammer or just Hammer, was charged with the possession of heroin with intent to distribute and possession of crack cocaine.
I guess it's not Stop Hammer Time.
No, it's not. It's definitely not Stop Hammer Time. It's not even
20 years.
It's not even. I'm in a race store.
It hasn't been Hammer Time in 20 years.
20 years? No. Do me a favor. You know, you know, let's just set the record straight. Hammer? No, you got hammered. Yep. I mean, trounced. Trounced, hammered. put under arrest, drugged. Okay, now let's also take you to jail. And he was taken to the Ocean City jail in lieu of a $300,000 bail.
Wow.
Now, that isn't enough, by the way.
Really? How much more?
That isn't enough. Okay, one New York man allegedly put his one quarter fat one by hiding drugs inside a stuffed diet line wearing a drug abuse resistance education t-shirt. Then there was the Oklahoma woman who was sentenced 25 years after smuggling not only meth in her ass, but a gun in her vagina. Then, if that wasn't worse enough, there's more. The Florida woman who was allegedly caught with a hypodermic needle would be slowed away in guess who knows where. Then there was a cocaine diaper. Then there was the one that happened yesterday, after a New Jersey cop yesterday discovered a whopping bag of 100 heroin bags hidden in his ass. Then there was, then, you know, you get to the people who think they're really savvy. You know, they go down to Chinatown, or their Chinatown, or, you know, the ghetto and whatever, and they go, we're going to stick 42 packages of marijuana inside boxes of carrots and make the bunnies go insane. You know, then, you know, you have the disabled prisoner who found pot in his prosthetic leg. Then you have the one who smuggled it from a foreign place into the U.S. in her hair. Then you have the one who was accused of stuffing it in his shoes and a watch worth a combined $450 in his pants. Then there was the one, the cocaine in the Xbox. Now that's funny as hell. Cocaine in the Xbox. That one I'll never forget. Then you have the cocaine in the tampon box.
Wow.
Then you have the one in the woman's car. And she's 82. More stupid things on the way, folks. I mean, America, and, you know, America is full of stupid motherfucking things. I mean, we lent the gun to Bin Laden. Ronald Reagan is still in a cryogenic state. Walt Disney is still in a cryogenic state, hopefully. Disney World is still working, thank God.
Yeah.
Disneyland is a joke. It's a small world, after all. Yes, it is. However, you know, catchy phrases like Ebola shouldn't be used if people are fucking running. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think, Johnny? What is going on with you? What do you think?
I'm still here.
Yeah, what do you think?
Except, like, I think some people are just crazy.
I mean, it's crazy enough that the most popular high in space is their ass. But, you know, at the same time, it is one of the things that you kind of go absolutely apeshit for in ways that in ways that are in ways that are absolutely insane. You know, it's incredible. It's incredible. But on with our next subject. Allison, do you want to take this?
Johnny could.
What are we doing?
We could bring up the... which topic? We could either bring up Bing and his emojis or the... Yeah, the Bing and emojis.
Let's do the Bing.
Yeah.
And there's throwing
sports. Some tacky... Yes. Go ahead, Johnny.
We have now found the tacky. And she had a report tacky. Is correspondent Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny. What's tacky?
But wait.
There's more?
Yeah. Yeah, Bing has latest attempts to get you a switch from Google. How about... Yes. The emoji.
What sort of people is an emoji?
It's like a little, it's like this thing on your phone, like oh, I can search for smiley faces and puppy dog little things for my texting.
Ah, okay. So continue, now we've had a definition, go ahead.
It basically is like a little picture of tiny smiley faces. Now you can incorporate your favorite broken hearts, dancers, smiley faces, poops. Why not?
Wow.
Like, they use pictures instead of, like, having words.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is funny in the fact that, most of what emoji is replacement, I think, for actual grammar. I think we've forgotten.
Do we forget? Don't forget words. I'll just type a little smiley face and a heart and coffee and junk.
Exactly, you know, and I think the thing is, I think the thing, it's safe to say, that people don't get, the grammar thing, you know. It's now not, but it definitely is in favor. You know, I find myself using the emoji every now and then. However, you can't fix stupid. You know what I mean?
Fix stupid, that's right.
You can't fix stupid. You know, you can't fix stupid in the way that people try to fix stupid. You know, you can't emote anymore. An emoji in a text takes the place of everything. You know, and taking the place of everything of, I want to slap you, slap. I want to do this, slap. I want to do that, slap. I want to do, wait a second. I just did 24 slaps in 24 seconds. I didn't even use the word slap.
It's like, no. It's like,
you're going to say?
And I'm sure that people just use emojis for talking no matter what. So, yeah, it's like, what is it?
Yeah, what is it? How can we get it? How many things can we get in a single sentence? I am barfing. Find emoji of barf. I am shitting. You're shitting me. This isn't fair. And then there are the abbreviated versions of it. You know. Everybody has them. You're fucking joking me. You know. Drop the words, drop the rest of the words, and then get every other thing. You know, how do you feel about emojis, Allison?
I think they should be used at times.
But how many times?
Once, twice.
I mean, once, twice, three times a lady, or once, twice, three times a message?
Once, twice, maybe three times in one message, depending on who, what it is for.
I mean, what it is for. Okay. You know, depending if you want to have that sort of thing where, you know,
it's like emoji that. Emoji that. Why would you want to keep using emoji?
Why would you want to emoji your life?
Right.
Even though, you know, it's sort of like a couple of years back, they had this thing with hashtags in Twitter.
Right, hashtag, what the hell?
Well, you have hashtags in Twitter. You know, however, like, the funniest thing about Twitter is the hashtag. You know, hashtag, red hood problem. Hashtag, it's not fair. Hashtag, this, that, and the other thing. You know? But, I think that there are certain things that you don't do. You know what I mean? Certain things that you don't text and you don't emoji.
Right.
Like divorce papers. Honestly, that would probably be funny. Heads of state divorcing each other. Commanders divorcing each other. Commanders getting ready to war if they don't really get it. That'd be pretty funny. Trying to take aim at a target using emoji. Funny as hell. Bang, bang, bang. Thumbs up, dude. You know. Kind of thing. What do you think, Allison? Well, what's your deal with it?
That would be a very unprofessional, number one. Anyone in business
in the army, yeah, it would be kind of unprofessional.
Even in the entertainment industry, if it's to a employee to founder, yeah, it's like a going to store emoji. Going to take a leak with the toilet. Yeah. So smart.
Going to take a leak. Emoji. Going to news is leaking. Emoji, emoji, emoji.
Yeah. It would make things quite interesting.
It would make things interesting in so many ways. And
it's like, no, it's the Emoji Central. Don't you know?
Yeah, it's Emoji Central. Didn't you know? Or did you know? Or did you not know that you knew that you knew that we didn't know that you knew that everybody else didn't know?
Right! It's like, oh, yes,
I mean, it would be pretty damn funny.
It's like, yes, you walk now. It's like, do you want to eat now? It's like food. Are you trying to say
you're
hungry?
No, I mean, I can only imagine a gun heist going on emoji. Is that?
Oh, God. That would be horrible. It would be like... It would be the cops, it would be bad.
The newest invention of smoke signals.
Yeah.
Emoji.
Emoji
in
what sense?
Exactly.
Which one? There's so many.
I mean, there's so many things that, you could,
actually do with that?
You could torture, the best one I could think of, and I've saved this for a long time, because now they have it, is Dead Bin Laden doing it.
Emoji?
To the current... Yes.
Okay.
Emoji. Dead Bin Laden doing it to dead Saddam Hussein.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So bad.
Cue the fire now. You know, yet there's more things that
so many kinds of emojis that are ultimately so bad.
Oh yeah, like
so bad.
I mean, there's just so many things, and you just go, Wait, there's more. I mean, heads of state are probably emojiing right now and saying, God damn it, I didn't like that bill. Did you like it? No. Thumbs down. Did you? Wait a second. Couldn't we reverse it? Thumbs forward, two thumbs forward, one thumb back. You know? No, we can't reverse it. Why can't we reverse it? Because you're an idiot. You know?
Right, it's like, thing. No. Like, let's write stupid bills, then let's see if they actually get accepted into law.
Exactly. Let's write stupid bills, and the stupid bills will go, how do you spell able? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like you can't...
Get the fuck off my Facebook.
It's like you're being stupid.
I mean, you're being stupid, but you're also being very, 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 very careless in how you do shit.
Right.
You know, how you do shit rather than what you do shit with.
Right.
The iPhone, for example. Okay. The iPhone is bigger. It's now large, according to Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon. Large! Huge doesn't really equal everything.
Right.
And this also just in. The CEO, John Schnatter, has attended the funeral of a young man who was shot and killed during a robbery of one of his stores.
Wow.
Now.
Interesting.
Now. And he paid off all the family bills related to his death.
Wow.
Good guy. However, do not think that this will get you any brownie points with us, CEO of Papa John's, as for the case that you landed with disability.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. But it's good you're trying. Now that's
right.
It's good you're trying. You know. Now back to the emojis. Take it away. What else do we have?
We also, there's more news in about the unfortunate thing of having an issue with the issues going on,
yes,
in the UK that are dealing with.
Yes. I'm glad you brought it up. Wales has called foul, and everybody else is claiming foul on, you know, in the UK in terms of, in terms of stuff that, in terms of the wait for benefit claims. For Christ's sake, it's enough to say that, you're gonna make the disabled in the UK work for £2 a day, but a 15-week wait.
Wow.
For an assessment.
What?
A 16-week wait. And the thing is that Mr. Duckworth admits that he was overwhelmed in the early days, but now says that it's on track. Well, how can you say it's not on track when thousands of thousands in the country are still waiting?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still waiting in so many, many things. They're still waiting to take take action. And then they're still waiting to actually get started. Here in the United States, it's a bit different, but over there, they have certain allowances and stuff like that. That I know of. Because not only, you know, I'm missing that, whatever. But, that's the thing. The thing about everything else. You don't really cause people from the Department of Work and Pensions saying that it's committed to driving down the waiting times. We understand that. But yet TIPR or PIP, which is the personal independence payment, you know, delays in awarding them. You know, unlike the DLA, which is the disability living allowance, similar to the SSI in America, it was introduced on the ground that DLA, where the majority of claimants that automatically granted the benefit for life, that it was outdated and unfair to taxpayers. Well, let's just say, okay, going for a tour in Iraq, getting hurt, and then coming back with a disability, is that fair?
Yeah.
Do we want to bring that into an equation? Because we totally can. Not in the 2 minutes sparing, but definitely tomorrow we will have more of this. The thing is that you don't roll something out until it's ready.
Right.
You don't say, oh, it's ready, oh wait, oh shit. No. You don't do that. And yet, about 60%, which has launched benefit, since the benefit was launched, around 320,000, which is about 60%, is still to be decided. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say it's delayed.
Wow.
We are AMC Press at this point. We will have more on this. We will keep this going. Tomorrow, I guess, since we only have 1 minute left in the show. However, I guess we should say goodnight.
Yeah.
Good night,
everybody. Well, not everybody. Night.
Yes. And on that note,
we will have more satire and civility news tomorrow.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody.